Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Lesson 28, O God, Where Art Thou? Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, Verses 1 through 33, and Section 122. Also, Our Heritage, pages 45 through 53. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, Verses 1 through 6. What do these verses indicate Joseph Smith was feeling and thinking about at this time? What are your thoughts and feelings as you read Joseph Smith's pleadings with the Lord in these verses? Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, Verses 7 through 10. What did the Lord teach Joseph in these verses? Think of some of your own trials as you read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 122, Verses 5 through 8. In what way has the Savior descended below all things? See Alma, Chapter 7, Verses 11 through 12, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, Verses 16 through 19. How can a knowledge of the Savior's suffering help you be faithful in your own tribulations? Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, Verses 12 and 14 through 15, Section 101, Verses 1 through 2 and Verse 4, Section 122, Verse 7, and Section 136, Verse 31. What do these verses teach about the purposes of adversity? Why does the Lord allow us to suffer tribulations? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, Verses 2 through 5. Scripture Chain, The Savior's Suffering for Us. Isaiah chapter 53, Verses 5 through 6. Hebrews chapter 2, Verses 17 through 18. Alma chapter 7, Verses 11 through 12. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, Verse 6. And Doctrine and Covenants, Section 122, Verses 5 through 8. End of Lesson 28. O God, Where Art Thou? From Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.